Well, I've been waiting for this moment. I've known this guy for a while, and he does a great job. He is vice president at ITC Holdings Corporation, president of ITC Michigan, where he leads the strategic direction of the ITC transmission and METC operating companies. Previously, he served in transmission planning, leadership roles, overseeing system needs and solutions to ensure reliable, cost-effective electric delivery across ITC subsidiaries. Charles Marshall, the Vice President. Chuck, it's great to be with you. Thanks for sponsoring us for this broadcast.
I'm happy to be here, Paul. We love the show. I love the Pure Michigan Tour. I love the fall session we do with the Ag Tour as well. It's always a pleasure to be in front of you.
Well, we just love the fact that you've been supportive of us as we've tried to be supportive of you from the very beginning. And by the way, Fremont, I've never been here. Newaygo County, I've never been here. It's a great location, and it's a great find for our listeners. I'm happy to point that out as we broadcast live from the Heritage Museum of Newaygo County. Tell me how ITC came to select it, because you choose a place every year.
We do. Yeah, so this is actually some of the things I really enjoy about my job is I get to get out around the state, experience new areas, new geography. Because we have been a longtime sponsor, every year we have a little bit of a strategy or a brainstorming session. What area across the state do we want to kind of shine the spotlight on? And so this year when we got together, had that conversation, what's a little bit different about the composition of our team, because our team is growing, we have some new employees. And those employees actually reside on the Newaygo County Tourism Board. And so they started to talk about Newaygo County. And immediately it was like, well, that embodies all things kind of Pure Michigan. Like, we've got to go there. We've got to check it out. And they shared a little bit of the data with me. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, but Newaygo County has over 200 lakes. There's two main river systems. There's the Hardy Dam, which has the Hardy Pond, sort of the backwaters to the dam. Which in and around the Hardy Pond, there's, I think, over 40 miles of non-motorized trail systems for people to enjoy. There's over 90,000 acres of public land. And so when you think about the Michigan experience, kind of Pure Michigan, the west side of the state, like Newaygo County, is something you should put on the map in terms of stopping by.
Yeah, and you guys, frankly, today are really putting them on the map.
We're doing our best. And actually, to that end, we had a wonderful lunch today from, I think it's the Riverside Cafe. So if you do get to Newaygo County, stop by, say hi, wonderful people and amazing food.
Well, that's excellent. That's certainly good news. How is ITC bridging the gap between where we are with our power needs and going forward? We used to refer to it as the energy superhighway, which is so very important to this country. Everybody talks about the grid. I'll incorporate that too. How's the grid?
Yeah, so where we are from a grid perspective, and just a little bit of kind of level setting from ITC's perspective. So we do own the high voltage electric transmission system in most of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. We don't generate the electrons, but we take those electrons from where they're generated and ultimately deliver them to our customers. So ITC has spent the last 2 decades investing heavily in the transmission system, and we've significantly improved the reliability of the transmission system. What ITC recognized, I would say 5 or 6 years ago, is the system that we have due to our changing landscape is not the system that we need for the future. And so we got together, we partnered with other transmission owners, even neighboring states, with different entities and organizations, with our load serving entities. And we said, hey, let's develop a transmission plan that's going to carry us sort of forward into the next generation. And that took us about 2 years, actually probably more than 2 years to develop that. But we developed what ultimately became, with support of a lot of others, the long range transmission plan. And that long range transmission plan is about 450 miles of greenfield transmission. What greenfield transmission is it's putting transmission where transmission isn't today. So we have to acquire new right of way, work with new communities, and we need to develop that. So that's going to take us anywhere from 7 to 10 years. So if you hear the long range transmission plan, that's a little bit of the context what it is. And that's what we're going to be working on over the next 7 to 10 years. There's a couple important things to remember about that, though. is it's forward-looking infrastructure. And what that means is it's cost-effective. There's a lot of discussion around affordability in our space right now in the utility space. And I think it's important for customers to know when they look at their bill after we start commissioning some of these projects in the year to come, your bill is actually lower because of these projects. So these projects don't drive your bill up. They actually pull your bill in the other direction, and you have a more reliable system, and you have a more resilient system because of these.
A quick question, quick answer before we run out of time. I love the high voltage towers and
Yeah.
the way you dress them up around the holidays, like Christmas trees and all of that. I think that's fabulous. A great thing to do. Is there ever a down the road another way to deliver that high voltage electric transmission underground or in another way in the future?
So the technology for underground does exist today. The fact of the matter is physics remains true in sort of all instances, and it is most cost effective to do overhead transmission. The one thing to be mindful of, and I'll put some numbers to this just for context, if we build 345 kV transmission, rough numbers, it's $3 million-$4 million a mile for 345 double circuit overhead transmission. If you want to bury that same transmission, the cost is somewhere around 7 to 10 times more.
Oh
So
my.
you take that $5 million project and it becomes a $50 million project.
Yikes. And
Yes.
frankly, we're going to end up paying for that if that's the
Exactly.
case. And the way you check those lines now, it's fascinating to me. Helicopters
Yes.
can check those lines. You can't do that with buried cables very well. And you can't use a submarine either because it's just dirt. So I just wanted to tell you that. I don't know that's what came to my mind, and I don't know why. But that's why I do this show.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for supporting us.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for helping this community and all the communities that ITC helps in. And this, of course, is Chuck Marshall, the president of IEC Michigan, the energy infrastructure and the importance to the economic development that we see happening all the time as you engage with your communities and help them grow in such an important way. Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thank you, Paul.
We continue in focus on WJR.